Here's a shocking statistic for you. Over the past decade, the amount of state taxes going to the kindergarten through 12th grade education system has gone up by about $600 million in Vermont. During the same time period, the amount of state tax revenue going to higher education has gone up by only about $3 million. Governor Phil Scott wants to rectify that imbalance. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, his plan to do it is falling apart in Montpelier.
When it comes to money, higher education officials are accustomed to drawing the short straw in Montpelier.
Another area where Vermont consistently ranks as one of the lowest in the nation is in our level of support for state colleges and universities.
That's Governor Phil Scott during his budget address last month, pointing out the consequences of stagnant higher ed funding. And he followed up that sobering line with a plan to address it.
My budget proposes a base increase of $4 million to Vermont State Colleges.
It was one of the longest and loudest applause lines of Scott's budget speech, and no one was clapping harder than Jeb Spaulding, the chancellor of the Vermont State College system.
Well, the governor's proposal to add $4 million to the base and then have it inflate modestly every year would put the Vermont State Colleges on a solid financial footing.
That's Spaulding there, speaking at a conference table in his Montpelier office last week. Save for small bumps in 2013 and 2016, state colleges haven't seen an increase in public support in more than a decade. And the lack of fiscal attention from Montpelier has taken its toll.
We've made significant cuts to our benefit programs for employees. Our investments in educational supplies and maintenance have been cut. And it's time that we realize that Vermonters deserve access to a high-quality, affordable education.
The $4 million increase represents a 16% jump in state funding, and Scott's proposal guarantees even more money down the road by tying future appropriations to the rate of inflation. But there's a massive hitch to Scott's plan. It would require lawmakers to impose a spending freeze on K-12 school budgets this year. And so far, at least, legislators are not on board. Lawmakers say it would exacerbate financial inequities between districts, enforce draconian cuts or even closures at local schools. They also say it undermines the principle of local control that now guides the education system in Vermont. Here's Bristol Representative David Sharp, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Education.
If the governor is going to tell school districts what they can spend, and he's going to inject himself into the bargaining process about what teachers get paid, it seems like he just wants to run the school system from Montpelier.
Spaulding says he acknowledges the political gauntlet that Scott's plan will have to get through.
So what my hope would be that people wouldn't just say no out of a visceral reaction, but study it carefully. There's not a lot of time, and be willing to compromise.
The terms of that compromise, however, have been made more difficult by Phil Scott's preemptive refusal to pass a budget plan that raises new taxes or fees. That means if lawmakers don't approve the public education spending freeze or find some other way to enforce spending cuts at local schools, they're going to have to find the money somewhere else in the state budget. And with the $70 million shortfall in the general fund, even without the new money for state colleges, that's going to be a heavy, if not impossible, lift. Scott didn't pluck the $4 million figure out of thin air.
We asked for $4 million.
In the past 3 years, state colleges have eliminated 100 positions, and this year's payroll expenses are more than $3 million less than they were before the retrenchment began.
Despite all those things, it looked like at the system level we might operate at a $4 million loss in FY18. And we really wanted to make the case to the governor and the legislature that we can't continue to do that forever.
Spaulding says he doesn't necessarily have an opinion on how elected office holders should find the money, but he says if they don't, it's Vermont State College students who will pay the price. That cost will come first in the form of increases in in-state tuition rates that are already among the highest in the nation.
And eventually, we will erode the quality that Vermonters get at their public system of higher education.
Governor Phil Scott is well aware of lawmakers' strident opposition to his proposal, but Scott says if lawmakers agree that there are savings to be plucked from the $1.6 billion K-12 system, then there's still hope.
As long as they agree with my vision and we can do this without raising taxes and fees, I think that's half the battle, is agreeing to the vision.
That other half of the battle, however, will no doubt be a brutal one. And if legislators aren't ready to impose new spending restrictions on school budgets that will be voted on in less than a month, then state colleges might face as tough a fight for money this year as they have over the past decade. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.